It doesn't matter how we meet or where we are. We've been talking for a while now. That's all that matters. We've been talking for a while now, and it's going well. Really, really well. Even you're impressed with yourself. How snappy you are with jokes. How insightful you are with comments and questions. I'm smiling at you with a big, fat grin on my face that lights up my eyes. I have been for a while now. I haven't looked away in what feels like forever. It doesn't seem to matter what you say. I eat it all up and beg for more with my eyes. You look deep into my eyes. It doesn't matter where we are or who else might be here. There's only the two of us. We're all that matter. You look deep into my eyes. It doesn't matter if it's noisy. Whenever I speak, you hear my voice in your head just fine. You look deep into my eyes. You've been looking deep into my eyes for a while now. You're so tuned into me. You know when I'm about to flick my hair back, or bite my lip, or laugh before I even begin. You sense the touch on your arm coming before I raise a hand. You feel my heat on your skin before I brush up against you. You look deep into my eyes. You've been staring so deep and for so long now. It's like you've fallen deep, deep down into them. You fall deep into my eyes, down, down inside them. You've fallen so deep into my eyes, it's like you can turn around and see yourself through them. And when you do, you see that, in this moment, you are all that matters to me. And that makes you so very, very happy. That makes you smile even more, which makes me smile too. And so we smile and snicker, because we both know what comes next. You and I are going to fuck. It doesn't matter where we are now or where we go from here. You and I are going to fuck somehow, some way, somewhere. Anytime now. I know it, you know it, and we each know the other's thinking it. We're fucking each other with our eyes right now. You stare deep into mine. You stare so deep, you feel yourself drop. Deep, deep, lost in my eyes. You sink down, down. And yet you're awfully conscious of standing here, transfixed by these beautiful eyes, mesmerized by this beautiful woman with the laser stare. My gaze is forceful and direct. Your eyes go heavy underneath that. They want to drop down, down, down. Your eyes drop down, 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 down to my breast, so heavy and round, with this deep, dark cleft in between them. You want to drop in between them. You want to sink deep in between them. Don't blame you. It doesn't matter who we are. We haven't exchanged names yet. But I'll I'll tell you mine in case it means anything. My name is Shivy.
And Shivy says, drop.
Never mind where we are or where we're going next.
Shivy says, drop.
Shivy's got you. Shivy has you. Shivy is going to take care of you. Shivy is not about to let you go. Don't drop down deep. Drop deeper, deeper. Down, 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 down. In the darkness, you feel my breasts brush against your face. Without fully waking, you regain some of your senses. You're sitting in a chair built low to the ground, with your feet flat on the floor, your knees slightly higher than your hips, your thighs spread far apart. And the seat you're in is shaped like a V underneath you, perfectly shaped to hold up your butt and thighs as long as you sit still. You can't see anything because your eyes are shut, so you open them. And when you open them, you see my breasts right before they brush against your cheek and nose again. You close your eyes, feeling warm and comfy, cajoled into a delightful daze by that brief contact. You close your eyes and drift along, feeling safe and secure, offering no resistance when I take hold of your wrist and straighten it out to your side. You enjoy the stretch in your arm, your elbow, your shoulder. It feels so nice to be stretched. So you feel relieved when you feel something soft and snug tighten around your wrist, holding your arm in place, stretching you out even once I let go. You feel these perfect tits pass over your face again, as I take your other arm and secure it in the same way, on your other side. When you open your eyes, you see my tits in your face. You look up in awe as I sink down, smirking at you, dragging these tits down your chest and belly. Biting my lip as my breasts part around your cock and drop free from your lap. You're totally naked except for the strap around your chest, the strap around your waist, and your cock's already locked in it. It's such a tight fit. All of a sudden, you're all too aware of just how hard your cock can grow when you're choked that tight by the base. Your cock grows so hard it's almost painful. It aches for attention or release, whichever will soothe it back to normal quickest, because that cock really does look like it hurts something fierce. And I'm not helping matters at all. I drag sharp nails down your chest, from your shoulders down inward, meeting at your sternum, then parting again, drifting back to either side, down over your hips. 8 fingers at first, then 6, no 4, now only 2. Just 1 fingernail down the inside of each of your thighs. Careful to give your cock a wide berth. My lips are so close to your dick, though. It must be killing you to see them so tantalizingly close. I could stick out my tongue and flick your tip anytime I want. But all I do is breathe on it. My breath is warm and wet and feels like mist on your bulging, straining, super-sensitive cock.
Your cock strains against its own flesh, desperate to grow bigger, to reach further, to make contact with my lips. You've never seen it stretch so far forward. You've never seen it grow so thick. Even as you watch, your head flares out even more, like a peacock shaking out its tail. The nerves in your tip are so stretched out. You swear you feel every particle of moisture from my hot breath on your skin. You're so focused on the sensation. You suddenly can't bear it. It's simply too intense. Your legs attempt to clamp shut as pure reflex in an attempt to shut me out and be rid of a stimulation, but your ankles are cuffed to the chair's legs in the same fashion as your wrists. You wriggle in place with all that trapped energy, bucking against the backrest and the cross section that holds your arms up. Down below, you feel my soft lips graze your tip. The tip of your cock is so tender, that one little graze feels like a hot sear. That tiny patch of skin burns with lingering sensations long after my lips leave it. I'm on hands and knees before you, rocking forward and back, dipping in between your legs and slinking back out again to admire this cock that's all mine to play with, to tease and delight, to swallow and devour. Like this. And this. Taking your cock deeper and deeper in my mouth each time I gobble it up. Lips drawing closed around the base of your cock. And then drawing back. Back towards the tip, sliding off, letting go with a pop. I dive back in, taking you deeper. Back of my throat feels inviting each time you bump into it. I wear my head from side to side and work you down, down, down my throat. Mashing my mouth into your pelvis. I hold myself like that for a beat with your cock squeezed down my throat. Then I back out with a grunt and a gasp and a wicked grin that promises that you haven't even begun to see the nasty side of me yet. Is this how you imagined getting fucked with tonight? Didn't you ever dare dream of a woman like me on hands and knees like this for you? Rocking forward and backward with her whole body to take you so deep in her mouth. Again and again. Slurping up and down your cock and savoring all that pre-cum and spit. Bobbing my head up and down, down, down that dick. I stare up at you with savage hunger blazing as I draw these luscious lips back to the tip of your pretty cock before plunging my mouth down again. I never break eye contact, except when I want to show you the back of my head buried in your lap. I bet you were too scared to ever imagine being sucked off quite like this. Even in your nastiest dreams. You probably thought you'd only be setting yourself up for disappointment, because no real woman could possibly match this level of passion and precision and predatory intent. But here you are, at the mercy of a woman so intent on treating this scrumptious fucking cock to new personal records and overstimulation that she corner you. Mesmerize you, hypnotize you, lure you into what looks like a basement dungeon, God knows where. All so she can buckle you down and bind you up so there's nothing you can do to stop her from going down on this cock. I suck you off with an intensity that threatens to make you spill and come right now if I don't back off. Reading you like a book, I ease off and sit back on my heels, grinning up at you with messy lips and cummy cheeks. And then I dart back in to give the base of your shaft long, loving licks. First on this side, now on the other. Nudging my nose underneath to lick your cock with all of my tongue from the bottom on off. You close your eyes and relax into the security of bondage. You're free to thrash around, to buck and flinch as much as you like with each new tingle you feel down below. Don't worry, you won't interfere. There's nothing you can do to stop me. And that makes you smile. That makes you happy. It doesn't matter where we are. Where else would you want to be? Here you are, strapped to a chair, unable to do anything but sit there and receive the most mind-blowing blowjob you've ever had. Like you're mere putty for an artist who's hell-bent on sculpting into you her own masterpiece. A living monument to the exploration of sexual pleasure. Pushing your limits, setting new records in personal endurance, driving you wild with more stimulation than your brain can process altogether at once. I lick up and down your cock. Swirling my tongue around your tip, sucking your head in for a quick tease before running my tongue down to where your shaft meets your balls. Sucking one ball in, popping it out. Sucking the other one in, popping it out. You roll your head back in ecstasy, blinking, suddenly expanding your scope to explore the space around you. Where are we in relation to everything else? The room is dark, but the shadows seem warm. The room is narrow, the walls to the other side of you are close at hand. You sit centered between them. Behind me is a darker shadow that looks like it might be a door. But it doesn't matter where we are, does it? Where else would you want to go? What matters is this wondrous, glistening tongue, swiping up and down your cock, treating you to so many stirring sensations, stirring your cock into a constant state of readiness. Ready to come, ready to explode, ready to burst and end this constant climb up the peak of sexual pleasure. But I'm not gonna let you, not just yet. My tongue travels in shorter laps up and down and around your head. You're so tuned into me, you sense that I'm about to ease off. I smirk up at you and ask, are you enjoying yourself so far? You nod eagerly and grunt. All too pleased with myself, I taunt. Just slut one more. You nod even faster and pant. Don't worry, I tell you. Slut's going to get more. Slut's going to get so much more. Your heart leaps and bursts with joy. This moment is all you've ever wanted out of life, even if you didn't know it. And now that it's arrived, you never want it to end. Your heart sings with thanks for whoever's responsible. You praise whichever gods of luck and chance and opportunity it may have been who steered you over the course of lifetime to this very moment. And then, of course, you pray thanks to me Because after all, I'm the one with your cock in my mouth. By the way, I say, swallowing that cock up for just a moment, just a quick in and out tease, before I pop it out and continue offhandedly. Have you met my poor pet? Your heart skips a beat. It doesn't matter where we are, but a moment ago you were at least sure of one thing. That you and I were the only ones here. Now your senses sharpen. You detect a third source of animal scent mingling with ours. Your ears parse out quick, shallow breathing. Only it doesn't match the rise and fall of your chest or mine. And the hairs on the back of your neck alert you to someone right behind you. You don't know how you know, but somehow you can tell that there's another chair. One just like yours or close enough to it. Right at your back, facing the other way. And you're right. Over there sits my poor pet. My pet loves me, I explain. Or at least he thinks he does. Either way, he came to me. Knelt here before me, begged me to take him on as a slave. I told him my dance card's pretty full already. But my pet didn't care. My pet pledged himself to me anyway. He promised that I wouldn't have to do a damn thing to keep him. I could ignore him, forget him, deny his existence. He'd always be mine, regardless. As long as he could get to watch. If he could get to just peek from the sidelines. If he could please, please, please be granted a courtside seat to all the fun Shibby gets up to with all of her other slaves. He swore that's all he would need to feel included in my menagerie. Isn't that right, pet? You hear a muffled reply behind you. My poor pet might be just an itsy bit gagged right now, but his tone is clear enough. He answers in the affirmative. You see, my pet loves me. All my pet needs is the occasional glimpse of me in all my glory, bestowing it on someone else, and he feels satisfied. That's all it takes to make him feel like a good boy. Or at least that's what he tells me. I have my doubts there, so I like to test him. Still on hands and knees, I dip forward and bury my mouth in your balls, hungrily swallowing as much as I can in my greedy mouth, all while your cock twitches and bounces right above my face, held aloft by the stalk between your legs. Your cock is on fire. Only my mouth can douse the flames, but my mouth is busy elsewhere, and the weight is killing you. You whimper and writhe, just like my pet behind you. You sense him squirming mere inches away. His presence excites you. You're too blitzed and blazed with pleasure to know if you like it or not. His presence here with us. But it riles you up regardless. I grin up at you and taunt. Does Slut's cock want more attention? You beg. I lick up your dick and let a trail of spit hang between it and my open lips. Does Slut's cock feel good in my mouth? I ask. And you practically squeal. I wrap my lips around your head and suck, suck, suck. Then let go with another pop. Does Slut want more? I dare you. And you cry an immediate, heartfelt response. Please. I devour you again, glucking and gasping, twisting my head around. Using all of my body to tug and yank on your cock with all of my mouth before stroking your head fast and true. Deep in my throat with my head bobbing up and down. My neck ripples with muscles that you forgot you even have. A sheen of sweat breaks out all over my body, making my skin shine in the dim light. You feel sweat of your own break out in the small of your back, on the back of your neck, all along your forehead. One bead up there breaks free from your hairline and makes it run for it, coursing its way down towards your eye. But before it reaches your brow, you feel it stop short, obstructed. And now you become aware of something wrapped around your head. A headband, it feels like, or something like it. For some reason, it feels slightly heavier in front than it does in back, right there above your eyes. I stare up at you, fighting back an evil grin. Because it would upset this tight seal I have around your dick. I work these lips around your cock, tongue lashing around inside my mouth, swirling over and around your tip, all while I stare up at you. And as I stare up at you, you start to notice that my line of sight sometimes seems to drift a little higher than your own. I notice that you've noticed. That's a camera that you're wearing, I explain, anticipating your question. Behind you is a giant TV. My poor pet, he's watching all this. My pet sees exactly what you see. He said that's all he needs to be able to see all that he's missing, so that's what he gets. He swears he'd be living his best life if he could only watch me drag the flat of my tongue up and down the bottom of a big, beautiful dick like this. Even if it isn't his. Even if his own dick is locked in chastity, incapable of feeling anything other than the tight squeeze of a cage clamping down every time his cock tries to stir inside. Even if the only physical sensation that cock will ever experience from now on is the torment of frustration as it tries to grow beyond its means. In contrast, I slide my mouth back down over your cock and suck it long and deep and lovingly. Gently now. Slow and deliberate. Lingering over each delicious inch of flesh before I swallow your dick back up again. You hear my pet whimper behind you. My poor pet squirms in a seat, unable to escape the cage tightening around his cock. His cock never gets to breathe like yours. It never gets to stretch like yours. It never gets to grow as big or as beautiful as yours. His chastity cage never allows it to be anything more than a swollen, painful nub that aches for me. All day and all night. And that's okay. Because my poor pet swears that's all he needs. All he needs to feel fulfilled is the chance to bear witness to the magic I can weave. Like this divine blowjob you're receiving. That you're recording. That you're transmitting to him so he can watch with envy. His presence excites you. There's no denying it. This is turning you on. Now you're almost impatient for me to quit staring so deep into your eyes and shift my gaze instead just a teeny bit upward into the camera to stare deep into the lens into my poor pet's eyes. To snare down his very soul and taunt him by taking him at his word and forcing him to watch what he can never hope to partake in. He'll never feel the glory of my mouth enveloping his cock the way it envelops your cock now. He'll never experience the heaven of my throat gulping his cock deeper and deeper inside. The way I keep pushing yours further down. He'll never know the pleasure of drool and cum pulling together, drenching his cock, soaking his balls, all for me to clean up before I make another mess. You are my conduit, my connection to him. And there's no place that you'd rather be. It doesn't matter who my pet is. Just some poor sucker here to plead his love for me. Chippy. And prove himself by suffering a silent witness to pleasures he'll never know. And you, slut, you reap the rewards. Me sucking your cock with such vigor, you're half afraid I might slurp it clean off and gulp the whole thing down just to feel you. That went deeper inside me. But it's not like you asked me to stop. Slut wants his blowjob, and my pet wants to watch. Chippy is happy to please all parties, and it looks like you are too. But Chippy is sick of doing all the work. Come on, slut, I taunt you, suddenly stripping your bonds free. Show me what you've got. As soon as I release you, you spring to your feet with a savage determination to do just that. To show me what you've got. You feel emboldened to do whatever you damn well please with me. To do things you wouldn't ordinarily do with a woman. Things I wouldn't ordinarily allow any man to do with me. But if I wouldn't normally let you, then I sure as fuck would never let my pet. And I want you to fuck me in all the ways my pet never can. It doesn't matter who you are. Others may know you as gentle, loving, caring, tender. Maybe even timid or sheepish or otherwise reluctant to voice your true sick desires. Fuck that noise. Fuck me. Fuck me like I'm the wanton slut you always hoped to meet. It doesn't matter who I am. I'm just the girl who wants it real, real bad. It doesn't matter who you are. Grab me by the hair. Tell me to stick my tongue out and I'll do it. Beat it with that dick. Use your cock to smack my face into submission. Make me worship you. Come on, fucker. Do it. Chippy wants it. Chippy needs it. And my pet needs to see it. I'll go so much sluttier out of spite than I ever would otherwise. My pet needs to watch me take him at his word. My pet needs to watch you take me for all I'm worth. It doesn't matter who you are. I'll fuck any man who isn't him. Be the man who fucks me. Be the man who wins free reign over my body. Be a man and fuck me. Raw. Show him just how fucking privileged he is to witness my debasement at your hands. Come on, fucker. Do it. Show him what kind of man you are. Use my mouth how you please. I won't get in your way. I'll hold my hands behind my back like a good girl. See? Come on, do it. Show us both what a stud you can be. Lose every inhibition, every lifelong tension, every restraint that's ever held you back from taking the woman you desire and doing anything and everything you like to her mind, body, and soul. Fuck me. Use every hole. And then fuck my tits too. Fuck my mind till it shatters into pieces. It doesn't matter who you are. Be any man you want to be. Be the man who flips me around and bends me over. Be the man who smacks my ass red just to make me pay for being me. Be the man who spins me back around to lift me up and slam me back against the wall and fuck me. My legs flapping over your arms. Be the man who fucks me into submission. Or at least the man who's lucky enough to try. Because as hard as you go, no matter how brutal you are, there's a fire in my eyes you'll never snuff out, a smirk you'll never wipe from my face. All thanks to my pet, my poor, poor pet, because no degree of savagery is too much for him, or so he says. He swears he can sit through anything, so I didn't even bother to strap him in the way I did with you. That would mean I did something for him, and he swore up and down that I would never, ever have to do that. So, my pet's just been sitting there, just pretending that he can't slither his wrists free of those bonds. Just been sitting there wearing the key to his cage around his own neck, there to use at any time, unless he truly means what he says. My pet is restrained by his word alone, and he knows that if he breaks it, he's out of Shibby's menagerie for good. So he sits there and he takes it. He sits there and takes every thrust, every smack, every grind you give me. He watches you ravage me, use, worship, and adore me. He watches you devour my pussy. He watches your tongue cleave my ass. My poor, poor pet just sits there and takes it. I laugh and I cackle. And I drive you both mad. Unleashed from your chair in all self-restraint, you feel an irrepressible urge to fuck me into subjugation. But that seems impossible when every thrust, every slap, every swear and name you spit out only seem to stoke a fire within me that outshines your own. When every act of aggression on your part only seems to reinforce my dominance over you both. When every attempt to dominate me only makes me laugh. You fuck me because I told you to. And my pet watches because that's all I'll allow him. That and the cruel pinch of a chastity cage is a reminder of the denial that he's chosen for himself. He swore that this is what he wanted. So now I'm telling you to fuck me and prove him right. It doesn't matter who you are. Kiss me, slap me, fuck me. As long as you're not him. Pin me, strip me, spit on your cock and use my face to wipe it clean. Fuck me. Fuck me like you've never fucked a woman before. Fuck me like the whore you always wanted to meet. Fuck me while I laugh in your face as I keep goading you to fuck me. Deeper, deeper, deeper. My poor pet can't stay still. His poor cock yearns for freedom or really any sensation other than his cage clamped around his cock. That poor cock that'll never ever grow any bigger than it is right now. Because my pet swore that this was all he needed out of life. And this was all I had to do to make him feel worthy. To find a lucky guy like you, bring him home, and let him fuck me. So, fuck me. Come on, slut. Give it here and fuck me. Fuck me like it's a sport. Fuck me like you're trying to beat me. Fuck me like there's a chance in hell that you could ever beat me at anything. You fuck me because I tell you to fuck me. You fuck me because I say my pet needs to see you fuck me. I need that cock in my mouth again. Despite all your ferocity, despite all your brutality, I'm back on my knees, stroking you two-handed and sucking your head in total control of your cock, and you just fucking take it. You take it because it feels good. I wrap my lips tight around your head and suck, 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 and you take it because it feels good. You take it because it's good for my pet to see you take it. You take it because I want you to take it and remind my pet of just how good it would feel to have my tongue doing what it must be doing around your cock inside my mouth. You take it because I tell you to take it. So, take it. Just don't take your eyes off me. And don't forget my pet. Keep that camera trained on me. Make him watch you take me deep. Make him watch your cock go down, down, down. Make him wish he was you. Make him regret every decision that's led him here to me. And in doing so, make him feel rewarded because... this is what he wanted, to torture himself as proof of his love for me, so I'd at least recognize him long enough to say, thanks, I guess. My poor fucked up pet.
As for you, slut, fuck me. Show me how much my pet must love me to sit there and watch you fuck me like this. To sit through minute after minute of me worshipping this cock. Until you can't take any more. And lift me and spin me around to fuck me from behind. Until you can't take any more of that. And so spin me around and shove me down to fuck me on the floor. Until you can't stand any more of that either. And lift me up and spin me around and pound me from behind again and again and fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me. Come on, fucker. Show me what you can do. Fuck me like it's a lesson. Fuck me like it's a punishment. Fuck me like I deserve it. And listen to me laugh. Laugh, laugh. All because of my pet. My poor, poor pet. He really must love me, don't you think? Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. It doesn't matter who you are, as long as you're not him. Fuck me. It doesn't matter who you are. Fuck me. Be the man you want to be. Fuck me. Be a man and fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. My pet whimpers. He cries. He can't bear the pain he's in. And that only turns you on and makes you want to fuck me. The thought of his cock, confined and constricted, clamped into a ball, unable to grow, not like this monster cock fucking me from behind right now. Baby, be my bull. All of it makes you feel so intensely alive and superior. Your cock feels amazing. It feels so good to fuck me. So fuck me and show him how good it feels to fuck me. Watch me twist around and drop to my knees again and just take it. Watch me suck up your balls and spit them out one by one and just take it. Make him watch me work my whole head around and around, sucking you deeper and deeper, gulping you down, down, down. Fuck me. Hold my head still and fuck me. Take me. Fuck me. Fuck me all night long. Oh, it doesn't matter who you are. Be the man you want to be. Find those stories of stamina you didn't know you have. Let your body take over and find its own rhythm. Yes. Your hips and legs and feet know just what to do. Just how to move, just how to distribute weight and apply force and pound me like the fucking slut I am for you. The slut I'll be for you. For anyone but my pet. My poor, poor pet. So let them. He's still sitting in his chair, play acting at being bound against his will. He must really love me, don't you think? Poor, poor pet. As for you, slut, fuck me, slow and deep. Fuck me like you still have a few surprises left. Fuck me a little bit faster now. Fuck me a little bit faster now. Fuck me fast, and fuck me deep, and fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Fuck me for my pet's sake. Help him prove how much he loves Shippy. He must really love me to watch you fuck me for so long and so fucking well, too. There are times I come close to washing out in orgasmic bliss. You come so, so close at times to fucking me right out of my head with pleasure. But always that indomitable spirit of mine returns to laugh in both of your faces. There are times when I say, fuck me. It sounds more like a derision, like a dare, like a challenge that I know you're going to fail. You rally and try your best. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. You rally and try your best and you come, come, come. It doesn't matter who you are. You're not him. So you get to come. You get to fuck me and you get to come. So come. Come, 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 come. You stir in the comfort of a warm, dreamy daze. Your whole body is spent. You feel soft and gummy and pleasantly dulled all over.
Just a nest of tired muscles resting exactly as they lie. You stare a little without opening your eyes, leaking just enough to feel soft blankets and body pillows all around you. You remember yanking me to the floor, piling on top of me, rolling over and under me as we tore into each other there with such carnal ferocity. You'd swear it was a dream if your spent body wasn't proof of what we've done together. You lie there burnt out, exhausted, immobilized, but so blissfully contented to have been ravaged like a tigress like me. Satisfied and satiated, you smile at the memory of your shot to conquer Shippy. Sure, you naturally failed in the end. No one could conquer a spirit like mine. But it sure was fun trying, though, wasn't it? You giggle to yourself and then you hush, sensing movement in the room. You hear me say, "Well, are you satisfied?" But my tone's all wrong. I sound bored, almost put upon. Like asking even that much is a profound waste of my time. You hear muffled moans and more movement. You remember my pet. I must be talking to him, you decide. The other sounds you hear must be me releasing his bonds. But then you correct yourself. You know Shibby would never do that much for him. What you hear now is my pet undoing his own gag, so he can promptly answer the woman who barely bothers to acknowledge his existence. "Yes, Shibby," he answers. I ask him if he feels like he proved something, and he answers, "Yes, Shibby." I ask him if he still loves me, and he says, "Yes, Shibby, yes." I ask him if he'll always love me, and he answers, "Yes, Shibby, yes." "So," I ask him, "shall we do this again?" And he pleads, "Yes, yes, yes, Shibby." You hear footsteps, mine, slower and deliberate, with long, sure strides picking their way through pillows and blankets. And his, short and shuffled, blundering beside mine, hobbled by the intense discomfort of his chastity cage, a sensation that will last him long into the night, if not longer. You hear the door at your head open and then close again. You know that you're welcome to land here, recovering for as long as you need, and wake only when you're ready to wake. In the meantime, stretch out, relax, enjoy the vibrations you still feel in your crotch, the aftershocks of pleasure still humming from deep within you. You're already forgetting just how good it felt. Like pain, it fades from memory. Unlike pain, though, it leaves you with a sense of longing to recapture every last ounce of euphoria. You want to ride that high again and again. You look ahead to your future and already see yourself questing after more. You envision yourself finding me again, trying to impress me a second time so I'll give you another shot at what you just experienced. You see yourself on bended knee, pleading your case, proving your devotion, your love for me, just like my poor pet. Until then, sweetheart, have a deep and wonderful rest. Recharge yourself, restore yourself, so you can find me all over again and be the man you truly want to be. Even if it's a slave, collared and bound to me, just like my poor pet.